Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
15 seasons with the San Diego Chargers and a six-time Pro Bowler and one of my favorite voices on CBS Sports. Of course, you can always catch him with Ian Eagle on CBS Sports, as we love to watch Dan Fouts as they do their games every week. Dan, thank you for joining us this morning. How are you?
Real good. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. We love your insight. And, of course, and I'm not just saying this, I love hearing you call games because I always feel like I walk away a little bit smarter.
Well, that makes one of us then.
There's the line of the day.
Hey, Dan, what did you think of Baker Mayfield in week one? It was a rough week for him.
Yeah, it was. I think, the Titans surprised a lot of people with the way they played on both sides of the ball. And, the thing that bothers you about the Brown performance, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it a lot, is it just appeared the lack of discipline. And when you have so many penalties and turnovers and lack of pass protection, lack of focus perhaps was the biggest problem.
Dan, did that surprise you that a team would come out and get 18 penalties in the first game of the season? I must admit, all of us here in Northeast Ohio were watching this and thinking, where did this come from? Because nobody was expecting anything close to that.
Well, 18 penalties in a preseason game, maybe. That's a lot.
Yeah.
At any time during the regular season, that's an unbelievable number. And it's just, you talk about the hidden yardage and things like that, keeping drives alive or killing drives. That's what penalties and turnovers obviously do, and it's so hard to overcome because you only get so many possessions during each ball game. So if you're, helping your opponent, what the result's going to be, and that's the way it was against the Titans.
Dan, a little bit of criticism of Baker Mayfield in the third quarter because he threw three picks, but like I'm looking through your numbers, and you had three seasons where you threw for more than 4,000 yards, and there were high numbers of interceptions that year. How do you read into that and give me the quarterback's perspective on that? That, hey, if you're going to throw a lot, you're going to throw interceptions. So should you be concerned about Baker Mayfield throwing three interceptions in the fourth quarter the other day?
Well, thanks for bringing up my interceptions. You want to talk about fumbles too?
I'm not going to fumble. I was trying to be about the 4,000 yards you were throwing to and almost 5,000 in one season. So.
Yeah, well, no, I appreciate it. Not one of those interceptions was ever my fault.
Of course it wasn't. No. Never.
Darn receivers.
And that's really the way, tongue in cheek, you want to look at it, because if you are throwing a lot, obviously there are going to be some picks. But, I can't really speak for Baker on why he threw them or what happened with them. But I always felt that my guy, whoever I was throwing it to, was better than the guy guarding him or the three guys that were guarding him. So I wanted to give Winslow a shot or JJ or Wes Chandler or Charlie Joyner, and sometimes it backfired. But my coach had so much faith not only in me but in his system and his receivers. Don Coryell would say, I'd have a rough start, and he'd come to me and he'd say, "You're right." I'd say, I don't think I can hit the side of the barn today, coach. He says, "Well, that's okay. You got 40 more throws to go, so get going." So that attitude gave me the confidence that I wasn't going to get pulled out of the game for the backup. And, we were going to continue to fire away, and sometimes the picks happen.
Is it hard to learn that it's okay to throw an interception if you're going to do the high-volume stuff and to make sure that your coach has confidence? Is that a mindset change for a quarterback? I don't know that Baker's ever really had to change his mind on anything, but I would think that it might wear on you. But like you said, if your coach has the confidence – then go ahead and do it, and it's okay. It's to me, I kind of look at it like a baseball player who strikes out all the time. If you're going to hit home runs, that's great. We'll live with the strikeouts. It's the same thing.
Well, the only problem is you play 10 times more games in baseball.
True.
And only 16 in the NFL. So, confidence in your quarterback, especially a young quarterback like Baker is vital.
Dan Fouts joining us. Dan, you mentioned Don Coryell, who is your coach. You had Bill Walsh as an offensive coordinator. But working with some of the greats, But Don Coryell is, to me, the guy who maybe invented what's going on in the NFL now and for many years with the passing game just absolutely dominating. How cutting edge was that back then? And how much grief did you guys get for throwing the ball as much as you did?
Well, you know, we didn't get much grief when we won. Obviously, if you're not winning, then things change. But there's no question that Coryell invented a lot of things and gave, I think, the best example I can give you. Okay, when Don Shula won the Super Bowl against the Redskins, I think Bob Greasy threw the ball seven times, right? He had in his backfield, of course, Zonka and Kick and Mercury Morris, who all three of them were awesome. And Shula was a firm believer in running the ball. But once he got Dan Marino, all of a sudden Shula changed, and Marino threw for 5,000 yards. So if you've got a guy that can throw and you've got receivers that can catch, Duper and Clayton come to mind in Miami for Marino, then you play to your players and you coach to your players and you change. And that's what you're seeing around the league, obviously, is kids are playing catch more at a younger age and these seven-on-seven camps and what have you. So, you can really trace it right back to Eric Coryell.
Dan Fouts, CBS Sports, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What kind of challenges do you think face a first-year head coach like Freddie Kitchens?
Well, he's got to get the belief of the team that what they're doing is the right thing. And a new staff and everything. There's been so much turnover with the Browns over the, I don't know how many years that, some of the players there have been through a lot. And all the players want to do is have a good plan and a good idea how to beat their opponents. And if Kitchens and his staff can convince the players that they have that, then they'll be fine because they certainly have the personnel.
Dan, how tough is it to take a team that was down like the Browns, make a nice step to go to 7-8-1, and then take that to where you want it to be, to improve on that and to become the type of big-time powerhouse you want to be? You obviously in San Diego, your first couple of years, you guys had that struggling team and you needed to get over the hump. How did you finally do that?
Well, we got good players, and then we got Don Coryell. So it was a good combination. That there's that old rhyme about X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's. Well, the coaches that have the better players every Sunday are usually going to win the game unless the coaches screw it up. So if you get the good play calls and the good plays and the good game plan, those players are going to be excited and they're going to play better. And if they've already got the talent to be the better player on the field, then it all works out just fine.
Hey, Dan, just looking through the beginning of your career, it was tough to get off to a 2-0 start for you guys. And in week one, especially early in your career, was kind of tough to get that first win. How important is it for the Browns to come out and get? I think it's going to be tough with all the hype if they start the season off 0-2. But, how important is being able to bounce back week two in a season after you've lost the first game?
Well, that's the important thing to remember. There's 15 more games, and who's going to ever go 14-2 if you lost your first two? My point is that it is a long season. Obviously, you want to win every game. You don't want to start the season off on such a bad note after such high hopes and the expectations were just out of the roof for this football team. So, obviously, this is a huge game coming up for the Browns, and it'll be an interesting one against a team that that's looking for their first one too.
And if you sat down with Baker Mayfield and he said, "Mr. Fouts, I respect your game. You've seen me play a little bit. What could I do to improve myself as an NFL quarterback?"
Well, just keep working and just keep your head in the book and focus on exactly what you have to do. What I tried to do is really spend as much time on each pass play and imagine it against every possible defense that my opponent was going to throw at me. And I'd go over and over and over so that when I came to the line of scrimmage, I had a real good idea of my progression. And of course, a lot of that had to do with the Eric Coryell style of offense and the fact that we send out five receivers on every play and not one of those five receivers has the idea that he's the primary. the primary is based upon what the defense does, how they react to your formation, how they react to your motion, and things like that. So it all starts in the playbook for a quarterback.
How do you keep all those guys happy, Dan? You mentioned five wide receivers for you guys going out on every play. Browns have some real skill position talent. Do they have to buy in, or are you able to spread the ball around enough that you can keep those guys happy?
Well, you hope if you throw it 35 times, you know, on average, that everybody will get their shot. But the equalizer is always the game film that you look at on Monday. And if a guy says on the sidelines on Sunday, hey, man, I was open on that play, and I would say, well, okay, good. We'll take a look at it tomorrow. But right now, I got better things to do. I got to worry about the next play.
Dan, thank you very much. We always appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon, and we always love your work on CBS Sports. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Dan
thank you very much.
And don't forget, he does all his games with Ian Eagle on CBS Sports, and he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Man, I used to love watching him play.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.